The Florida Police Chiefs Association released a statement yesterday calling marijuana a dangerous threat to families and communities. They also said there's still no accepted national standard for using marijuana as a medical treatment. The statement comes on the heels of a Quinnipiac poll showing 88% of Floridians support medical marijuana and 55% support recreational use. Amy Mercer is the executive director of the association. She says the group believes the language in Amendment 2 on the November ballot is too broad and won't properly regulate medical marijuana.
We're also concerned that common byproducts related to dispensaries include drug dealing, sales to minors, loitering, heavy vehicle and foot traffic in retail areas, increased noise, robberies of customers near the facilities, and the loss of other commercial businesses that do not want to be located in the vicinity of a marijuana dispensary.
Mercer says the association did support the bill that legalized Charlotte's Web. That's the strain of low THC marijuana used to treat severe epilepsy in children. Mercer says the association supported it because it's tailored to a specific strain to treat a specific illness. Six Florida families with special needs children are looking to intervene in a lawsuit that challenges an expansion of the state's controversial school voucher system. They say a program helping students with disabilities would also be struck down if the lawsuit, brought by the Florida Education Association, succeeds. During a news conference in Tallahassee yesterday, the parents said the new law gives their children more educational opportunities through customized scholarships, which cover school and other therapies that best meet the needs of each kid. Former Democratic State Senator Al Lawson says the state's largest teachers union should never have filed their lawsuit.
I'm really disappointed that FEA would pay these lawyers to go against these families that in so much need. It's the damnest thing that I've ever seen.
The FEA filed a lawsuit earlier in July contesting the constitutionality of how lawmakers rolled a series of issues into one bill that includes the expansion of the school vouchers program. Thursday's motion to intervene would allow the families to join the list of defendants in the case, which include Governor Rick Scott and the state education commissioner. There's a growing tension between the Florida Panther and some Southwest Florida ranchers. A two-year research project funded in part by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission found that panthers are responsible for killing some calves on a few ranches. The panther population has been trying to recover since almost dying off back in the mid-1990s. Officials with the state hope to find an amicable way to protect the endangered cat and reimburse ranchers for their loss. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. Now back to Wanda Miles.